is the complete details. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or Kadin, has urged businesses to leverage market liquidity to attract investment, as it will strengthen people's purchasing power and accelerate economic growth. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency stated that light rains is expected to dominate Indonesia's weather on Friday, followed by thick clouds. BMKG weather forecaster Rira Adamanik, in a statement quoted in Jakarta on Friday, stated that in Sumatra there is a potential for thick clouds in Padang, light rain in Banda Aceh and moderate rain in Medan and Tanjung Pinang. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku bertahan diam, ingin berlari. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Setahun penuh
from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Perasaanmu kepadaku
jadi, mengapa kau masih berbesar hati? Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku. Mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apalah yang ku genggam? Bisa malam tanpa perlu alasan, aku kau maafkan. Dari tadi ku berdoa masih tak kutemukan pada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari tinggalkan ku. Tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apalah yang ku genggam sehabisa malam tanpa perlu alasan, aku kau makan.
Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, You will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karang Hawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karang Hawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karang Hawu Beach. The view of the high seas onto the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Kepadamu tentangnya. voices of Indonesia. We are
the Daily Sound.
Musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
sangat susah sinyalmu lagi. Ku buat 10 kemungkinan, tak sampai kah pesan, lelah ketiduran. Atau memang sengaja kau abaikan. Tapi sepertinya ku melihatmu tadi dengan kemeja hitam andalan. Benar atau bukan, atau hanya dalam pikiran, rindu tak kesampaian. Mengapa ku tancap gas dan melaju, padahal lampu kuning telah peringatanku bahaya di depanku. Hati-hati kecewakan. Kemarin tak mau ku dengar peringatan. Benar atau bukan, atau hanya dalam pikiran. Benar yang kata orang, mengapa ku tancap gas dan melaju, padahal lampu kuning telah peringatkan. Hati-hati kecewakan menunggu lagu lama yang aku tahu. Aju sebelum jera dari dulu gelisah makananku. Aku tahu itu mengapa. Padahal lampu kuning telah peringatkanku bahaya di depanku.
Flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Trimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, thank you for listening to us through the RRE Digital. It is our app where you can have the entertainment and information in your hands. We are having the favorite playlist of yours, inspirational podcasts, and also the latest video news. So you can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRE Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, I want to talk about, because I know ever since the first time I'm here, I like to talk about movies a lot, especially Indonesian cinema. And I am sure that this year, 2025, we have so many great movies from Indonesia, starting from the animation that is very well loved by the people, Jumbo, and also Sore, Istri Dari Masa Depan, and recently I just watched Rangga and Cinta. It's a remake from Ada Apa Dengan Cinta. It's a very, very iconic classic movies from Indonesia, starred by the famous Dian Sastro and also Nicholas Saputra. Those two actors are a well-loved actors in Indonesia. And not only that, not only the two main lead of the cast, but the rest of the cast becomes really big in Indonesia, just like Adinia Wirasti, Titi Kamal, and a lot more. For me personally, I love Adinia Wirasti. I am a huge fan of hers. But back again to the topic, talking about Ada Apa Dengan Cinta remake, which is Rangga and Cinta. I watched it and I think it's so fresh, even though they have the same storyline, the same storyboard, but they incorporated new faces, which is the Gen Z, so it much more relate to me now. And also it is a form of musical, so there's a lot of songs there, because in the original movie Ada Apa Dengan Cinta, there's a lot of iconic songs that are produced by the artist Melly Guslo, and now it is being covered by the cast of Rangga and Cinta. One of them is my favorite. I think if you are Indonesian and you're a big ADC fan, you must be familiar with this one. And it's the scene where they dance together, because they are a gang, like girls, popular girls dancing together through the song. It was remade on the new remake movie, and I would say that's my favorite scene.
Gue bilang gini ke dia, di mana malumu setiap kali ku ajak berkencan, aku yang bayar. Di mana malumu tak sesuai dengan wajah itu.
Gak bawa duitnya masa?
Setiap kali ku ajak
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
masih berbesar hati. Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku. Mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa layakku genggam sehabis malam tanpa perlu alasan? Aku kau maafkan. Dari tadi ku penat, masih tak kutemukan apa ada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari, tinggalkan ku di saat semuanya pergi. Dari tadi ku penat, yakin tak kutemukan hati yang lebih menawan. Perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa layakku genggam sehabis semalam tanpa perlu alasan? Aku kau makan.
Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Open your eyes, open your mind. saudara.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia.